Hello, women of power and spirit. This month we are exploring the concept, it's never too late. And particularly this week, we're looking at a prescription from October 14th, 2019. And in the photograph, there is a dahlia, a beautiful fall flower. And here's what it says. Late bloomers are just as magnificent as early bloomers. Some of us are late blooming flowers. We are not the crocus that comes up in the spring. We don't jump out of the shoot ready to take on the world and fulfill our purpose. Rather, we grow and mature over time, and it is in the later parts of our lives that we actually come forth in the fullness of our purpose here on earth. I like what George Eliot says. It's never too late to be what you might have been. His sentiment is a great reminder that many of us come into this world, or at least it is for me, that many of us come into this world with a sense of who we are, why we're here, and what we are about. And we may go through some significant challenges in our life that seem like they're pulling us off track, even if we're not really completely off track. In other words, maybe we're learning, maybe we're growing, maybe we're reacting to weird stuff from our childhood or our ancestry or our karma. We're working through things, sometimes with great grace and sometimes thinking, oh my gosh, what the heck am I doing, right? Nothing seems to be working, but we are in a process of our own discovery that's coming through the experiences of our soul. And as we mature in life, there is a knowingness that lives in the deep, deep heart of many of us that maybe our fulfillment comes later in life, in our elder years or closer to our elder years. And it is never too late to fulfill the dreams that we carried in our hearts when we were children. Some years ago, a medicine man came to me in my dreams. I was staying at a friend's house, and if there's one thing I've learned in traveling is when you go to different venues, it changes your dreams. And I was at this friend's house when a medicine man came to me, and he was showing me something I didn't know, that some of us fulfill our purpose literally as soon as we're born or before we're born. You can fulfill your purpose before you've ever left your mother's womb. You've been there for your mother or for others in a way that was significant, but you don't even need to be born. Some will fulfill their purpose immediately after they are born. Some when they are children and they will leave at very young ages. Some fulfill their purpose steadily throughout their lives. And some have a significant moment, one moment that their entire life is geared to, and they may fulfill that one single moment when they are very young or when they are very old or even at the time of their death. And some of us are what I call late blooming flowers. We flourish in our purpose for a period of time in our mature years. Whenever you came here to fulfill your purpose, it was written in your soul before you came into your mother's womb. And it is there in your soul at the moment that you cross over, whatever age you are. Your purpose is natural and innate to who you are. And we've talked about some of this in earlier sessions. So today, The invitation I offer you is this. If you think that just maybe the fruition of your life happens in your maturity, to remember that you are a very special flower. You're like the dahlia or a rose or whatever flower you think of that blooms a little later in the season. And every flower in their moment of blooming matters, counts. The delight, the crocus that come up in the spring is so wonderful. The early daffodils and tulips that come up in the spring are beautiful. The flowers of the summer and the flowers of the fall all bring beauty into our lives. And even the rich plants of the winter, like the holly with its berries. Oh my gosh, each one in its season is important. A very wise woman once said to me when I was chatting with her about I was feeling chagrined because I had taken so long to wake up. And she and her husband had been awake and working, for many, many years. And she looked at me and she very kindly said, "You know, we are all on time release capsules. It wouldn't work if we all woke up at the same time. It would be overwhelming to this planet and to humanity. We would be lost. But because we wake up a few at a time, a few more at a time, a few more at a time, we are able to process that energy of awakening. We are able to manage it, basically, as humanity. And since that time, I've worked with many people at various stages in their awakening, and I've seen the truth of that. It's powerful when you're in a quest and you're in a deep state of awakening to have your right hand with you who is very grounded and connected to the earth. They're not in their process of awakening at that moment. They are holding space for you to step more deeply into your peak experience. That's a powerful gift. That each of us knows our time, surrenders to our time, and celebrates our time. And that is the invitation of today's session, to invite yourself to be aware of your opening. And it's fine. You might say to me, "Misa, I really felt like I fulfilled my purpose when I was 13, or I did it when I was 30, or I think I fulfilled my purpose almost as soon as I was born." That's great. You still get to bring that purpose of yours into greater manifestation throughout your life. More and more experiences, kind of expounding on that fulfillment of purpose. Or you might say to me, "I feel like I haven't done it yet." And I hear many, many clients who say, I think maybe I'm just too late. I was too wounded. And I can tell you from experience, that doesn't exist. There is no such thing as, "I'm too wounded, I'm too late." Your experience is broad and vast, and you were created perfectly timed. You may just not realize that it hasn't quite been time yet, and it's coming. So this invitation today is to be, if you are that late blooming flower, or if you were an earlier bloomer, to really be in the delight of what you have brought to this beautiful earth, to humanity, and how you can now expand upon it. So that we don't go to our deathbeds thinking somehow we've failed. It's not necessary to go that way. And especially not women of consciousness. We can open to every precious moment with a realization that we are, and our experiences, our hopes, our dreams, and our desires. The challenges we walked through, the attempts that we've made, and the successes that we've had are perfectly, perfectly timed. Your great moment is still here. I invite you to take this concept of your perfect moment into our holding meditation, where we will allow that to blossom for us. I'll see you there.